messages on screen to where the operator that from evaporation becomes available. This station will now
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast. Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast, the only place for prepping, survival, and entertainment. We are your hosts, Cam and Kobe, and we are ready to bring survival goodness direct to your ear holes.
You ruined the front part of this podcast.
I don't care, though.
Let's quit.
Go with it. Go with it, bro.
All right.
Hey, Cameron.
Yeah.
What's up? What's up?
Well, if you're here for reviews, we have none.
We have none today.
None today.
Nope.
But we've got a lot of news on what you guys are seeing on news all the time.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about...
It's not news.
Volcanoes.
Yeah. Today, we're talking surviving volcanoes.
Yeah. Just exactly how you're going to do it.
Run and don't live in Hawaii. The end. See you next time. That's about all we got.
Don't go near lava.
Lava's hot and bad. But guys, hey, today's podcast is brought to you by TacPack, the only monthly tactical subscription box with useful professional-grade stuff inside. Get 10% off your first TacPack with code CASUALPREPPERS at TacPack.com and join the thousands of satisfied subscribers today. That's 10% off with code CASUALPREPPERS at www.TacPack.com.
W.
It's hard to say. You ever like W?
Yeah.
It's hard to say.
So freaking long.
Yeah, it is. It's tough
to say. But yeah, go and get that because you're stupid if you don't.
Go and get that.
Can't tell you how many times you're dumb.
Yeah.
Listener, reviews starts now.
All right, this one was from iTunes. 5 stars from BF Roxy.
Roxy.
Yeah, prepping Roxy for the rest of us. I sort of stumbled across this podcast and I love it. I binged the first 47 podcasts in 1 month. That's crazy.
Wow, that is crazy.
On my ridiculously long commute. These guys are hilarious, yet they've managed to teach me useful prepping tips for the end of the world. Tips like, living in a large metro area is risky, which promptly made me question my home purchase I just made in a large metro area. This isn't just tips for when Yellowstone erupts or the solar flare from that bad B-movie actually happens. The advice on this podcast also directed to short-term scenarios like hurricanes and such. Listen to them. If nothing else, you'll get a laugh at their attempts at various accents. Yeah. I like it. I like when Cam like tries to do Russian and then French right after. It's my favorite.
Doesn't make any
sense. Let's see if you can do it. Russian, then French. Go.
Russian, French.
Yeah, Russian first, then French.
Do not do a Russian. I don't know.
Oh, that was good. Now French. Hurry.
Wee wee.
That you always do wee wee.
I know. It's the only way to kick it off.
That was all right.
Social media shout out.
You are how we say, Harit.
So,
this does taste like chocolate, by the way.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah.
I just got a real chocolatey taste.
I'm kind of being selfish on the social media shout out today. At wildair_TV. Right now in my day job, we're on an epic bear hunt and we're kind of showing some of the stuff that we're doing there. So you got to go check it out.
He almost died.
I almost died today.
He got eaten by a bear.
Yeah. So at wildair_TV and we're pushing out some content there. So go check that out, guys, because it's on Instagram. What are you doing?
Blowing that burp in the opposite direction of you.
I appreciate that.
It smells like Triscuits and nasty water.
Still Triscuits and bubble water.
It's a mad, mad world.
It's pretty bad that I bought 50 gallons of this. Yes. And
that's a prepping tip for you. Make sure you like the stuff you buy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's gross.
So we're talking mad, mad world today. Mine is
a mad, mad
pretty,
world
it's on
thing.
Topic right now. We're talking about that Guatemalan volcano.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Bad one.
It is bad. It's not good.
It's bad.
It's so bad. Did you guys see
it? The Guatemala volcano is bad.
Yeah, it's super bad. Let me read you a part of this article I read. Rescuers have spent a third day searching a lava and ash-ravaged landscape in Guatemala for survivors and victims of a volcanic eruption at the weekend. So obviously this is last weekend. The Fuego explosion on Sunday has left an estimated 85 people dead and 200 missing. That's bad.
That is bad.
When people are dead and missing, it's just not good. The Volcán de Fuego, which means volcano of fire.
stupid.
What are we going to call it? It's got a volcano fire.
What do you call that?
See, there's another 3 accents in one already.
What do you call that?
What's that mountain that's like spewing the hot stuff?
It's like volcano of fire, man.
Yeah. That's a good name. Let's name it that.
It's like a volcano, remember, that has fire.
Yes.
I don't know what accent I'm creating. I don't know. That's Guatemalan.
That's Guatemalan accent.
Tricky.
But that's like Southern Guatemalan. You guys don't know that.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's a bad deal.
That's the first thing I thought. I was like, that's a dumb name.
I know, it was really dumb. But anyways, there's lava flowing. It's really bad, and we're going to talk about it later, so I just thought I'd talk about that.
Okay. It's good.
It's a good one.
So, my mad world, we got an email from a guy in Hawaii. He doesn't want to be disclosed because I bet he has some sweet preps. I don't know.
He probably does.
I don't know.
He says, "We don't say my name," he said.
Yeah. So, anyway.
What should we call him?
I'm going to say his name.
What should we call him? Donald.
Volcano Man.
Volcano Man.
Hawaiian Man.
That's a good name. That's a good name, man.
That's a good name.
We're really good at naming things.
I don't know, like Hawaiian Man?
Hawaiian. Where's he from? Hawaii. Yeah. Let's call him Hawaiian Man.
So he is Hawaiian Man.
Yeah.
Hawaiian Prepper.
Hawaiian Prepper.
So he said, first of all, like the news coverage has been like over sensationalized or drastically late, which is super
unbelievable. Do
not criticize our news.
Yeah.
So he said the best like news source has been local news, which makes total sense. So that's why you get yourself a freaking nice radio.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be tuning in to Tokyo.
I was going to say the exact damn thing, dude. We're both idiots.
Yeah. Stupid minds. So he said only a very small percentage of the island has been directly affected by lava. Now, this was 2 weeks ago. Who knows?
Yeah,
now.
It was
maybe
like 2 weeks
ago. Completely under lava. I don't know.
Hawaii Man, send us another email. Give us an update.
But that and the lava and ash fallout. So he said the air quality on the entire island overall is poor.
Yeah.
And that has impacted probably the most. He said that's about all the impact that they've had there, and which
is
makes
the air
total
quality.
Sense. Yeah. Regarding prepping and response, most people were unprepared. Surprise.
I don't believe it.
Americans, no.
No.
Gotta be kidding me. Few of those evacuated had go bags prepared.
Goat bags. Goat bags. I got my goats here. Let's get out of here. Here's my get home goat.
Get that bag on that goat. Let's get going. And they have had a hard time
and tactical
shelters.
Geese.
Yeah, and tactical geese in my goat. Let's go, guys.
Let's go, guys.
Pun intended.
We got to get an acronym for goat. GOAT. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Get out, ass. Never. I don't know.
GOAT bags.
Yeah.
They've had a hard time at the shelters too. So this is kind of an interesting thing. Of you know, if you don't have your bug out bag and things like that, if you end up in a shelter, you're going to be hating life.
Yeah.
Disaster shelter will provide, you know, roof and a few meals, and that's about it. And I have a little thing on that at the end for the medical tip.
Ooh.
Anyways, stay tuned.
That's a teaser. That's a cliffhanger right there.
So, which the other cool thing, the community's kind of stepped up to help provide blankets, pillows, basic sanitation supplies, phone chargers, things those
phone
stupid
chargers.
People... Should have, of course, phone charger. Yeah. That's what everybody wants.
Lava ate my phone charger.
Do you
charger.
Want food, MRE, or a phone charger? I want a phone charger.
Need a phone charger.
I got to pass the time somehow.
I'm going to Snapchat this magma.
And he said there's that the one biggest thing the need has been across the entire island, and they've been completely wiped out, is N95 masks.
I'll bet.
So that's the thing that's going to affect, you know, and we'll talk more about it, is like the air quality is going to suck. Ashfall just like spreads for
ash holes
have been friggin' everywhere. So you're gonna be screwed. Okay. All right, I'm gonna jump to this little I gotta say it right now because I'll probably forget it, and it's gotta be said.
Okay.
So I was looking at this forum about about like improvised ways to make a mask.
Oh yes.
Did you see that? Yeah. This dude. So this was like a forum, and the guy said, you know, what kind of like materials can be used? What kind of materials can be used? That's funny. You saw. Can be used to like make a makeshift like filter for, you know, ash and whatever. And he said, first comment, I don't know. But I think a tightly woven fabric would be best. Maybe women's panties in a pinch.
With his panties.
Oh, I don't know. Gosh. Something real tight woven. Maybe.
I'm trying to think of something that's as tight woven as I can, and the only thing that's coming to mind is women's panties.
I don't know. One of the things I'd like to breathe through.
I'm thinking about doing a YouTube video. Improvised volcano face. Oh, man. Face.
I about died when I read that. I don't know. Something real tight. Real nice fabric. Maybe a woman's panties in a pinch.
I don't know, bro, but you might be in the wrong form.
Hey, creeper, get out of there.
So
anyway, but thanks for the email. We got...
Yeah.
It's pretty cool to hear just exactly what people go through. You know, freaking media will tell you, the whole island's 500 feet in the air. It got blown into the sky.
Yeah, we haven't seen anybody.
People haven't come down yet. We're just totally baffled by this.
We do have a big pile of iPhone cords, though, if anybody needs one.
You know. It's scary. It's scary. This next... Trump did something with it, too, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Trump
raped a bunch of goats on our way to home. <I know.
laughs> His attitude caused this volcano to erupt. N95 masks and bug out bags. He said people would be way more prepared for the situation over there had they done this. So pretty cool.
Anyways, yeah, very cool.
Real life.
So let's move into what we're talking about today, which is volcanoes. That's all we've been talking about already. So, but we're really going into it now. We're going to start.
First thing, what in the hell is a volcano?
What's a volcano?
Yeah.
It's a mountain fire. Something like, volcano fire. Is that what it was?
So, well, it's a volcano. It had fire coming out of it.
A volcano, here's the technical explanation. It's a volcano is a rupture in the crust of a planetary mass object such as Earth, right, that allows hot lava, volcanic ash, and gases to escape from a magma chamber below the surface. It's also a fine
Sounds
place.
Sounds like my belly.
It's also a fine place for virgin sacrificing.
That is important.
That is very important. So, what happens when a volcano erupts? Obviously, there's bad things that happen. There's almost never good things when a volcano erupts.
Is there ever a good thing?
Yeah, you get to put on some panties on your head. That's about the only good thing.
You get to breathe through your woman's panties.
Yeah, or the neighbor's panties. You don't. You gotta improvise. Panties, yeah. It don't matter. So the ash effect. So there's going to be a lot of ash. So ash from volcanoes, it darkens the skies, hurts the air quality, contaminates the water, coats highways, covers yards, and grounds airplanes. Those are all bad things you don't want to happen. Lots of ash.
I'm good ash. I'm bad ash.
You're bad ash. After an eruption, roofs on buildings have roofs? Sometimes... Roofs.
What'd you say?
Roofs. Oh. Roofs on buildings may collapse and kill people if enough volcanic ash particles land on them. That's a bad thing as well. People get breathing problems, throat irritation, and other respiratory issues due to volcanic eruptions with ash. So if you already have respiratory issues, it's just going to exacerbate
that. Go sacrifice yourself.
Yeah, you're done. Don't even worry
help
about it.
Help us all out.
Yeah, help us all out. There's not enough iPhone
Jump
cords
in the volcano
for
fire.
Everybody. Okay? In this sort
you
of a situation.
You can't breathe, go jump in.
But yeah. So there's additional explosive effects that do happen. So volcanic landslides can move large amounts of dirt and rock. So this was a very interesting piece of information I found out. Up to 62.14 miles per hour.
Exactly.
Exactly. So I don't know if that's like the world record volcano landslide speed, or if it's just like it can't go any faster than that. I don't know why it's 62.14. But
I don't know.
That's
Some
what
kind
it
of
is.
Friction forces.
Yeah.
It must have been a cop. He's like sitting in his car, just radaring it. Hang, man.
62.14.
Hey, Tom, look at this. 62.14.
Yeah, I never seen lava go that fast.
Should I give him a ticket? No. Just get out of here.
Get out of here, volcano. That's just a warning.
You got a license to go 62.14 miles there to lava?
Probably the same asshole that got the thing going 500 miles an hour in the sky. You know what I mean?
I don't know. My estimations are pretty accurate.
Oh, 1,600 miles an hour. That's what it was. Oh, that's funny. So acidic gases and volcanic fume clouds may rain down on the planet, causing airplane surfaces, vehicles, and other objects to corrode. Imagine that? Corroding. Imagine it? Imagine
think watching, about corrosion right now.
Think about it right now. Collapsing volcanoes and underwater eruptions can also trigger devastating tsunamis that destroy land, life, and property. So,
sucky.
A volcano can do a lot of crazy crap that's not good.
I think the freaky thing, like... watching the videos of Hawaii is like all the little spots. It's like,
yeah,
you know, sprays up in one yeah. area and clear. And there was like all those away.
Like weird pockets of gas that just like explode.
Oh, yeah.
And they shoot shrapnel magma everywhere.
Yeah.
It's just like
and
nuts.
I was reading about that guy that got hit. Like that small piece that like mm-hmm. struck him in the leg.
Oh, I didn't
was
see
like
that.
Getting hit by a fridge. It threw him back and it just shattered his leg because the mass of it's yeah. like so. It's just a freaking boulder.
Dude.
That's. Liquid.
Liquid hot magma.
Liquid hot magma.
So let's talk about the VEI, Cameron. And so
it's
basically
the first thing I wanted to hear about.
What it is a volcanic explosivity index. So basically it is a relative measure of the explosiveness of volcanic eruptions, right? It was developed in like 1982 by a couple of dudes that were developing things. basically it goes from, I don't know what these dudes were doing though. It goes from 0 to 8.
I don't know.
It's like, well, should we go to 10? No, let's screw with people.
Yeah,
we go to 8.
That's too scary. Don't go to 10.
We don't want to alarm people. Let's just go to 8.
Like a pain level of 1 to 10, you don't go that high.
No.
Let's just go to 8.
Just go to 8. So 0 to 8, and it's like, it's logarithmic. So it's like 10 times
they're
more
like
powerful.
Sitting together. That's an 8. Wink. That's actually a 10, John.
Yeah, you know it's a 10.
You know
what it is. So let's quickly talk about the history of crazy eruptions that have happened. On
Every
planet
time
Earth.
I see a volcano, that's the first thing I'm going to, dang, what's a VEI on that bad boy?
That volcano's got
Honey, do you have any idea what the VEI is on that?
Hand me your panties, that's got to be an 8.
That's spewing up some dust right now. Give me yeah. your panties.
Baby, I'm about to cause a volcano. Never, I'm going too far. So, the biggest...
Kids, everybody get a hold of your grandma.
Get a hold of your grandma.
Your mama's panties. I don't know where I got grandma.
I'm going to get grandma's panties. They're bigger.
I put all 4 kids in there.
All 4 kids. It's like a group mask.
Just tied in the back.
Yeah, tied in the back. Let them run around the yard. Grandma's panties.
Everybody hold hands. Tied this mask around your face.
That looked like panties. the first and the biggest that we know of was Yellowstone.
Yeah.
About 604,000 years ago. It was all before you guys were born. It was a VEI 8.
Ooh.
It was devastating.
Or a 10.
No.
But a VEI
8. Devastating, and we don't know that much about it other than it blew.
Oh, that was the thing I was going to mention on, which is kind of creepy. So, did you see the one geyser in Yellowstone? Not Old Faithful, but the other one that only goes off like every month or something. It's gone off 8 times in the last 2 weeks.
Oh, great.
I love when I read the article, like in the middle, it's like, this isn't signs of an increase in volcanic activity. I'm like, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
What else is it? The VEI-8 underneath us, boy.
Yeah, about to happen. So the next one we're going to talk about is the Hyannaputina. For a second I saw it, I'm like, this is going to be a freaking joke trying to say that.
It looks like a Hyannaputina.
Hyannaputina. Volcano. It's VEI-6. The peak is in South America's largest volcanic eruption in recorded history. The explosion sent mud flows as far as the Pacific Ocean, 75 miles away. It appeared to have affected...
Which created Hawaii, as we know.
Yeah. Affected the global climate. The summers following the 1600 eruption were some of the coldest in 500 years.
Wow.
Ash from the explosion burned a 20-square-mile area. So, that's
What
something.
Do they know?
They know about
that.
That
was way too long ago.
Next one was Krakatoa. I crack my toe on the couch sometimes when I walk through the at night.
Wow.
Crack a toe.
Crack a toe.
That's what I'm saying next time I hit my toe on something. Crack a toe. That's a VEI-8 right there.
Patient here today for crack a toe.
This was in 1883. It was a VEI-6. Like I said,
crack a toe.
The explosion also triggered a tsunami whose maximum wave heights reached 140 feet.
Jeez.
That's a big old wave, bro. It killed about 34,000 people. That's a lot of people.
A ton of people.
Tidal gauges more than 7,000 miles away in the Arabian Peninsula, even registered the increase in wave heights. That's whoa, bro.
Krakatoa.
Next one, Mount Vesuvius. We've all heard about this one. 70.
Cool name.
980. Yeah.
Hey, Guatemala. This is a sweet name for a volcano.
Vesuvius. The volcano buried the ancient city of Pompeii under a thick carpet of volcanic ash. We've all seen the, you know, people that were...
Pompeii?
Pompeii, yeah.
Hey, weren't you involved?
They were Pompeii.
Weren't you a survivor of Pompeii?
No, Krakatoa, actually. The dust poured across the land like a flood, one witness wrote. And that must have been in their blog or something. And shrouded the city. Snapchat, Pompeii, 79 A.D.
Look at that. Ash mud.
Look at that.
Crazy. Way better than Krakatoa.
Yeah, so when a group of explorers discovered the site in 1748, they were surprised to find that underneath a thick layer of dust and debris, Pompeii was mostly intact.
That is weird,
that's
though.
Something there, ain't it? How about this one? Mount St. Helens. Last one we're going to talk about. We all know about this one. Way up in the northwest of the United States. Mm-hmm. At 8:32 a.m. on May 18th, 1980, a 5.1 magnitude earthquake triggered a sideways blast that swept the mountain's north face into a cascading landslide that shot hot ash and stone out some 15 miles at a speed of at least 300 miles per hour.
Not that one again.
Mount St. Helens. anyways, at the same time, a mushroom-shaped... plume of ash shot 16 miles into the
sweet
air.
Sweet word.
Eventually covering plume. Three states.
Yeah.
Complete darkness blanketed Spokane, Washington, a city about 250 miles northeast of the volcano. Is that not insane?
I know.
So, volcanoes are scary.
They are scary.
And they're real.
My mommy and daddy here in...
mom and daddy.
Here in Utah, they were getting little flakes of ash. They remember it.
Mount St. Helens?
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
You know, when I was living up in Portland,
mm-hmm.
I was like fascinated by it because if you look at the pictures before and after,
yeah.
like it was amazing looking. Like the mountain looks sweet. Like, oh, kind of like a Mount Hood.
Before?
Like, beautiful, yeah. And it just blew the whole side out. And it like, it's insane like how much debris. And, like it shows like Moses Lake. I had a rotation there.
Uh-huh.
But the streets were just like... It just looked like snow.
That's
like, it's
insane.
So crazy. And they had all these, like, it looked like Ghostbuster rigs on their,
oh, really?
Their cop cars to breathe. And
dude.
I just, like, it's weird to be, you know, and I was, like, that close. I'm like, we got to get out of here.
Did they put a bunch of ashtrays out to catch it? You know what I mean?
We're going to need all the ashtrays up here.
Everybody bring down an ashtray. Stat.
The smokers are like, oh, it's about down. Just flipping it.
Just flinging the cigarettes wherever they want. It don't matter. So the next thing I want to talk about, I don't know if you've ever heard about this, Cameron, but it was called The Year Without a Summer.
I have.
You have heard about this.
Mm-hmm.
And if you haven't heard about this, this is something that could possibly happen with a large volcanic eruption, especially if something like Yellowstone or something like that big went off. So basically, what happened in 1815, Mount Tambora in Indonesia spewed millions of tons of dust, ash, and sulfur dioxide into the atmosphere, temporarily changing the world's climate and dropping global temperatures by as much as 3 degrees. Hear my dog barking right there. And it knows about
doesn't seem like much.
But it is. In addition to food shortages, the natural climate change caused disease outbreaks, widespread migration of people looking for a better home, and religious revivals as people tried to make sense of it all. I mean, can you like imagine back in the day, you don't have news, you don't have Twitter, you don't have Fox News to tell you what's going on. All of a sudden... It's just cold and it's foggy and dark all the time.
Yeah, I'd read a book about just kind of some historical events back in New York during this time frame.
Yeah.
And talking about the family, how they like all their freaking crops just were done.
Exactly.
In the middle
yeah.
of summer.
Yeah.
Like it just killed everything.
Some of the craziest stuff happened.
There was a massive shortage, wasn't there?
Yeah, like, so this was by far the deadliest volcanic eruption in human history. The Klingons,
they were part of this?
Yeah.
With
a death toll of at least 71,000 people, up to 12,000 whom were killed directly by the eruption.
How many? Oh, wow.
71,000
just by
total,
the eruption.
But 12,000 from the eruption. Heavy snow fell in northern England on June 7th and 8th with an 18 to 20 inch high drifts. In Philadelphia, the ice was so bad, every green herb was killed and vegetables of every description.
Yeah, that's what I'd kind of read about.
Yep. Frozen birds dropped dead in the streets of Montreal and lambs died from exposure in Vermont.
Lambs.
The cold and wet summer led to famine, food riots, and the transformation of stable communities into wandering beggars and one of the worst typhus epidemics in history.
Freak.
Typhus is not good. So that
What's
is,
a riot like back then?
Everybody grab pumpkin.
You grab pumpkin and pitchfork. We're going to go.
You grab torches. We grab pumpkin and pitchforks.
Grab your cousin who's got typhus. We're
Punch
going.
That horse.
Yeah. I really don't know, man. That's crazy, huh? So let's talk quickly about.
That's insane to think about. How far away.
Yeah.
And then for it to kill 12,000, you know, and most of us were like, meh. You know, we don't have
it's
to
so
worry
far
about
away.
It. The freaking ring of fire brushes mm-hmm. right up across. It's like
exactly.
the entire United States would be covered by a massive
so this,
volcano.
It, for this reason, this is why the Yellowstone volcano, the super volcano, is so scary.
Yeah.
Right? So basically, the Yellowstone caldera, so the caldera is a volcanic crater, and this was formed, like, what, 640,000 years ago or whatever when
yeah,
it
exactly.
erupted last time,
I
right?
think.
It was exactly 640,000.
Maybe 643,000.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
It measures 34 by 45 miles. It's freaking humongous. So if this blew, most of the United States would be covered with a few feet of ash. I'm not saying inches. This is not like Mount St. Helens. This is like feet of ash all
wow.
over the place.
You'd be dead.
Yeah, you'd be dead. Like
There's
I don't even know.
You could stop.
It'd be so hard to live through something like that. Anything within a 1,000-mile range would probably not survive. So if you're in a 1,000-mile range of Yellowstone...
We're dead.
We're dead. Yeah, we're absolutely dead. Even if you can still breathe the air, your lungs would get clogged.
That pretty much covers the entire United States
yeah,
within 1,000 miles,
it
right?
Does, well, yeah, pretty close.
Wow.
Yeah. Even if you can still breathe the air, your
the
lungs...
The Hawaiians are going to be like...
idiot.
Remember when ours went off?
Yeah. Your lungs will get clogged with ash and small particles of glass. So it
Ooh,
produces glass because of how hot and whatever, you know.
Ooh, that'd be nice.
It smells like glass in here. Oh, it's in my lungs.
It smells like bloody sinuses.
Yeah. So the last eruption spewed over 240 cubic miles of debris into the air. 240 cubic miles.
Freaking.
A cube. 240 of those. It's insane. One other thing you can expect from some sort of will be global cooling, like we talked about with the year without a summer, right?
Cool down.
Yeah, so it could even cause it to snow in the summer, which it did the last time. There's going to be earthquakes, there'll be flash floods, and there's going to be wildfires, obviously, because there's lava and all that kind of stuff going everywhere.
Kind of sounds like hell on earth.
It really does. Air traffic is going to be stopped, obviously, because with that much ash in the air, you're not going to be able to fly anywhere, right?
Let's get above the ash cloud.
Let's get above. It was the movie 2012, you know, where they're...
Yes.
Yeah. It was, actually, I don't care. I liked that movie.
Yeah,
Woody Harrelson was good in that, man. Whatever. So anyways, this
He's
is...
good in everything.
Yeah, he is, actually. So there's a lot of scientists that think we're pretty much... We're due for... there's like a cycle on which that thing blows, and we're kind of on the edge of where it should blow again.
Yeah.
So... That's
from fault lines that are going to crack
yep.
anytime soon.
Yeah.
Sun can supernova anytime soon.
Yeah.
Yellowstone's going to erupt anytime soon.
Well, I'm not going to work tomorrow.
I'm not going to do anything.
There's no reason
Just
to gonna go
to sit downstairs.
Yeah.
Play video games.
Video games. that's what I got, Cameron.
Yeah. So that's kind of crazy with the, like recently, if you look it up right now, that geyser's been shooting off.
Yeah.
Real often.
That's scary.
But. The nerdy scientists say, I ain't volcanic activity. How can you say that?
You just say it.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, you just say it.
Let's tell people this is a VEI-1, and
yeah.
it probably won't erupt.
But it's actually going to be VEI-9, because we know it goes to 9.
Why are you wearing a huge iron suit? What are you talking about?
Don't worry about it. You got your grandma's panties with you?
Why are you applying for NASA program right now?
Yeah.
I just want to go into space and stuff.
Don't worry about it.
So how do you survive this crap? You probably don't.
You run, you don't live near a volcano.
Yeah. But even if you don't,
yeah,
all your stuff's going to freeze.
It is, yeah.
And you're going to be trudging through nasty, muddy ash.
Yeah.
Let's just give up. You know what? This
Never
is the
mind.
End of the podcast. There's no use in talking.
See you later.
So recent eruptions. Kobe talked a lot about some of the stuff that happened.
Yeah.
Just a little more detail. you know, the air quality, the soot, the ash, like I talked about, the Hawaiian, the biggest issue there is people not being prepared with the proper protection for their lungs. And that crap, you know, gets sucked into air intakes,
everything.
You know, anything. Your bug out vehicle can't breathe with it if you don't prepare. Your home. Your CPAP machine is going to suck it right up.
Mm-hmm.
Roller coaster rides and stuff. Ride those.
What did you say?
Roller coaster rides and stuff.
Roller coaster rides.
So anyway, that ash and soot's probably the biggest problem, like widespread, you know, just going to go everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is that quick change. Is it Dante's Peak?
Yeah.
That show's kind of sweet.
I kind of like
that.
Brosnan.
Yeah, I like that show.
Yeah.
But you know, the big massive flood, because all of the all the runoff from the snow and everything. Mm-hmm. So all the rivers and everything locally, just all this wood and forest comes trudging down it, kills people dead.
And right where they are.
So not only are you worried about lava, you're worried about water. Weird.
It's lava like and water. Yeah. Yin and yang.
And then obviously the fires that it burns everything, and you get hot lava starting everything on fire.
Yeah.
Contaminated water. So a lot of these, when they go off, I'm going to run out of power.
Don't
hurry up. Can trigger little, you know, small underground earthquakes.
Yeah.
Not upper ground earthquakes, because those are the ones underground, not the above ground.
Yeah.
Rupture water lines, contaminate water.
Yeah,
you know,
earthquakes are bad.
They fudge stuff up.
They do. So can you imagine if all the water lines break in town and you have flood?
Oh, man, that would suck.
Whew.
Yeah, so it could really screw things up. Being stranded, you know, we were talking about those little geysers and stuff popping up, or those different little blowholes of lava and crap, you could instantly just be surrounded by it.
Yeah.
Which would be terrifying.
That'd be the worst thing ever, to be surrounded by like a magma flow.
There's like nothing you could do.
Or a lava flow. What would you do? Yeah, I don't know.
Get your magic boots.
Hopefully you can call somebody and they come in with
a helicopter. Make some tin boots and walk on it.
Tin? Is that what you said?
I don't know. That's the first thing that came to mind.
Okay. I just feel like it would melt. Yeah. I don't know.
Ride a goose out.
Get your goat.
Then you got tsunamis and earthquakes, like I said. Then you got the freaking shrapnel and rock and all that crap up in the air falling through. I think that's what happened. His wife didn't, like, a piece of rock came through into the top of her head.
What?
On Dante's Peak.
Oh, yeah, I don't remember.
It's a good show.
I think I'll watch it again.
Anyway, so tons of stuff to deal with. It's not just I'm not close. I don't have to worry about the lava.
Yeah.
It spreads and it's bad.
It's like chlamydia. It just spreads everywhere.
So Kobe talked about some of the big past earthquakes, volcanoes. I wanted to just mention some of the most dangerous right now that are actually like very active.
Yeah.
Was it just last summer in Iceland or Greenland that big massive one was going off?
Yeah, I think
That sucker's always going. So obviously Mount Rainier is actually still an active volcano. Novarupta volcano. That's the one in Alaska.
That's a cool name.
There's a bunch of freaking volcanoes up there. Mount Pinatubo. That one's scary. It's in Philippines.
Ooh.
So this is all that, like I said, the Ring of Fire, all these are still very active. And then Mount St. Helens is still pissed off, wants to erupt all the time. And then Mount Agunga.
Ooh.
Agung.
Agunga.
Mount Agung. This one's in Indonesia.
Oh, yeah.
Mount Fuji, that big sucker.
Yeah, where the apples are.
Yeah. That's the only place you can get them, I think.
Only place you can get those.
And then Mount Merapi.
Marapai. Huh.
Anyway, this is Indonesia too. Anyways, if you're in the Philippines or any of those Pacific islands, you're dead. So
he said Pacific for a second. Any of those Pacific islands.
None
not
of those
Pacific.
I don't want to be Pacific about it.
Yeah, let's not be too Pacific here.
But yeah, so tons of active volcanoes, and any of them can be, you know, VEI-8.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think they could determine exactly how much power. Because they usually don't have like a full prediction of how much crap it's going to throw up.
Gotta
in the
get
air.
My volcanometer out and put it on there. I don't know how do they even do that?
I don't know.
You know,
probably volcanometer.
Volcanometer. You can get an app for that on your iPhone.
Let me see. Where's the local VI? I'm gonna scan this real quick.
Yeah.
So, sorry, my computer did die.
It did?
I'm just pulling up my notes here real quick. But the so how do you prepare for these things, which is super kind of hard and specific?
Yeah.
It's specific.
It's really specific, the thing.
Let me be
do.
Specific about what you wanted to prepare for. So some of the things, obviously, you want to still focus on that, you know, bugging in.
Yeah,
you know,
the basics,
surrounded
right?
by lava. I don't know. Most of the time, won't evacuate.
Unless you're
like really there.
Right yeah. there, yeah.
Right. So most of us, well, I don't know. I don't know where all you people live.
Where you guys live?
If you look out your window and you
send
see
your
this,
address,
like dome shape,
yeah,
like a mountain with fire on it,
yeah,
that's a volcano.
That's a volcano, and then you live near it.
Yeah, so
you're
that's
gonna
want to
bug out.
That's a little bit different. So if you look, actually, it's surprising how much you can find on like CDC and
yeah.
you know all those have very specific before a volcano, during a volcano, after a volcano. So check it out.
In a volcano,
yeah.
Out of volcano.
2 days past, 2 hours past a volcano.
Yes.
So yeah, anyways, the very standard basic stuff is, you know, your water and your food. Your water, you know, you're going to have all that ash and crap and it's going to seep through, it's going to sneak through into your house. So your storage could potentially be contaminated. So
pain in the ash.
Make sure you have multiple ways for your water. your filtrations and, you know, how to boil water. You need to learn how to do that.
Yeah.
And then food, obviously, good containers, sealed. You know, that freaking ash is acidic and poopy.
Yeah,
you don't want it. Nobody wants to eat it.
No.
Which is always interesting to me because don't they say that, like, Hawaii's super, like, fertile because of the volcanic?
I'm like, I don't know.
That's what they say.
Is that what they say?
Yeah, like I guess stuff grows really well there because of the soil being mixed with all that volcanic.
Could be all the
crap.
Rain, too, though.
It's possible.
Very specifically possible. The rain, I think.
Specifically this rain. So, yeah, anyways, get all that crap ready. The number two thing you probably should do is plan an escape route. You never know. Lava could come from back. Lava could come from front. Lava could come from side.
Sneaky.
Yeah. But... like we were talking about before with the ash, could clog up your bug out vehicle. So you need to prepare for that. And I'll talk a little bit more about that. But
specifically,
travel gets messed up because like if you look at those pictures in Hawaii, it's like all these main roads are just cut off or destroyed. There's like 10 feet of lava sitting in them.
Yeah. Well, unless you got the lava swampers on your Jeep. You're right.
Have you gotten the good rich lava swampers or the big old special?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you get trapped. So you got to think about multiple ways or, you know, or plan to die. Whatever you want to do.
It's your choice. Choose your own adventure.
Right.
Die or live.
The other thing is, like, stock up on plastic bags and a ton of tape. You know, if you're in an area that's pretty close to where you're pretty sure you're going to get ash fall.
So you just tape it over your head.
That's exactly what you
do. Tape right around
everybody
your neck.
Just going to go quick. Put these masks.
Yeah.
These are improvised masks.
Breathe deep.
Wrap it around their neck. Tight. But so you can seal off all, you know, your windows under your doors and everything like that. In your vehicles, too, tape off all the vents if you have to travel in it. You know, you don't want that crap blowing in. There's some pretty sweet makeshift air filters. Like you can take a box fan and just like your regular central air system, it fits perfect over it.
Does it?
You just tape it around and then it blows, it passes through it. So you got a simple, but on that is buy a bunch of those filters anyway.
Yeah, just have some extras.
So you have a lunch, first.
Let's go to lunch real quick. Then you can switch
then
out our filter.
Then go get your filters. But you can do a bunch of those little makeshift
ones.
Have
a salad, then go change the filter.
Make sure it's clean.
Yeah.
But yeah, stock up on all those filters. Stock up on a bunch of the filters for your bug out vehicle.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
If you do start heading out, like, there's really no way of preventing it. You've got to have intake for the engine. Mm-hmm. You can actually get these specific sensors that tells you just how much your how plugged your filter is,
like lava ash sensors.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe these new vehicles 2018 have.
The Tesla models probably yeah,
but yeah, they had that one. It has like a HEPA filter.
Yeah,
HEPA filter that has like specific microbes and it'll shut the
during like a virus outbreak. It's like a clean
so
room basically.
Freaking cool.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I want it.
Have multiple filters to change in your house, and then ones that'll fit on, like, you know, little makeshift things. You can do 5-gallon buckets. I think mm-hmm. did we talk about that one? You can make like a swamp cooler.
Yeah, we've talked about that.
So yeah, you can slide a filter down inside, have the fan, you know, be pushing air out through so it's filtering it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, get a lot of filters, get a lot of tape, get a lot of plastic.
Okay.
If you're in those areas that are probably going to have a lot of ash.
Again, look out your window.
Yeah.
See if you see a volcano.
Is there a mountain shaped as a nipple? That's bad. That's probably bad. A volcano.
Really listen to what we're saying right now.
You can get some PEH testing kits to see, you know.
PEH.
Check your insurance. PH testing kits to test your tap water.
Yeah.
You can test, you know, make sure your vegetables are clean. So the ash, as long as it's washed off, you're fine.
It's got amoebas in it.
And then lots of water filters, like I said. Goggles. You know, you're probably going to be having to still go out and scavenge and, you know, whatever you're doing. So you want some eyewear. Mm-hmm. You want some nice, you know, N95, N99, N99.5, N101.99.
Yes.
Anyways, whatever filter. Yeah, at least
goggles are a good idea.
Yeah.
They really are.
Super good idea.
And they're cheap. You can usually get them for pretty cheap.
Yeah.
And throw them in your get home bag. You know, do it.
Yeah, I talked about that before and you guys laughed, but you're going to be glad that you did it.
Yeah.
I mean, you're scavenging. You're like,
how do you know they laughed?
I heard them.
You heard them.
I sensed. I thought I was so funny.
Yeah.
Clothing, you know, long sleeve, long pants, JNCO.
JNCO jeans.
For one, you want to blend in and look.
Save the day.
Look unattractive.
Yeah.
And you want to be protected ash.
I don't think that goes. You don't need to look unattractive during a volcano.
No, you always want to look unattractive.
I got to put on my JNCOs and gain 15 pounds. And
rub some grease on my face. Yeah. Get some zits going.
Yeah.
But, just some good coverage. It's not biohazard, but, you know, you want to keep it away from you and tracking it in and all that stuff. So, you know, maybe one of those little painter zip-up things. Mm. Those are real cheap. They're real nice.
They are.
They look real nice. So first aid, you got to deal with if you already have like asthma, COPD, you really got to be careful. Make sure that you have a good filtration system. If you look at those websites, it talks a lot about having a central room that's like
a clean room.
A clean room that's on the inside of your house or building or whatever.
A dome within a dome.
Right. So I think it was like nuclear fallout. We talked about those rooms that have like the air filtration and you know, those are pretty sweet. But anyways, if you're just staying in your house, just use the most inner room, tape off the doorways and everything like that.
Yeah.
If you have like a mud room, that's perfect. You know, when you're going out and getting veggies and stuff, just dust all that crap.
Veggies. Is that what you said?
Yeah. Veggies. Mm. Should be growing veggies.
You should be growing.
Maybe
veggies.
You're growing them inside, which that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Another good thing to have is a nice like portable air compressor.
Yeah.
Blow all the crap out of your filters. Mm-hmm. Have fun. Yeah. You just blow your hair.
Take selfies.
Blow in your mouth. It's like super fun.
Selfies with the hair blown in the wind.
Pump up tires and stuff. I don't know.
Yeah. Chase the kids around the neighborhood.
But they have those little pancake ones, you know, that are like super easy to.
Pancake?
Pancake air compressors. Oh, those. You know?
Yeah, I get you.
They look like a pancake. But they're super portable and, you know, blowing all that crap out. Those are good. These are happy things to have.
Make you happy during volcanoes.
Yeah. And then we always talk about keeping your gas tank at least half full.
Yeah, idiots,
Because you might be getting out of town. Get out of Dodge. Ash is coming.
Watch Dante's Peak.
Get a DVD.
Call Pierce Brosnan. He's got good tips.
Call Pierce Brosnan.
He was 007 and he survived volcanoes.
He broke his arm in a mine. He survived.
Yeah, Pierce Brosnan.
His wife died from magma.
Survivor, Pierce Brosnan.
Who was the chick in that movie?
I don't remember.
Oh, Terminator. The Terminator chick.
Sarah Connor. Nuh-uh.
Yeah, she's in it.
Dang. I haven't seen that in a long time.
That's a good movie. I'm telling you. I'm going to watch
it. Maybe we should watch it.
You remember when they jump off in the water and that grandma's like, ah, her legs are like burning off in the acidic water?
I kind of remember that.
She saved her kids.
Does she?
Her grandkids.
Good job, Granny.
So,
she's throwing her panties to him real quick, too.
Grandma, before you die, get your panties off. These kids can't breathe.
Throw me those freaking panties.
So that brings me to another important point.
Yeah.
Go downtown and get as many silk panties as you can find.
Hit down to Sears, clean them out.
Once your N95s are caked full, you got nice silk panties put on your
face.
Isn't
that where grandmas buy panties? Is it Sears? I don't know where they get them. JCPenney?
I don't know.
JCPenney's?
They Mervin's, I think.
Mervin's, that's where it's at.
Mervin's and Dillard's.
Dillard's. Gotta go get my panties at Dillard's.
I gotta get down to Mervin's. They got a sale on panties and air filtrations.
They got 3-for-1 on panties.
Quick tips. Before power goes out, crank up your fridge and crank up your freezer.
Yeah.
Because you might lose power.
Let them have it.
Keep that stuff super cold.
Yeah.
I don't know why I threw that in there. Most weird place.
It's a good thing to know, though.
Yeah. I don't know that we ever mentioned it.
Well, it's probably all the quick tips before disaster.
So as soon as you see
like
any disaster, crank your freaking fridge all the way to the max.
Yeah. Well, then you could, fill up all the water stuff that you can fill up in your house and all that good stuff.
Yeah. And then I talked about like the different filters. There's different, like if you did like a snorkel off from your truck, like some people are saying it's, then you can like change out that filter right there through your window so you don't have to get out of the truck and everything like that. But smaller area, filter's going to plug up real quick.
Sure is.
So anyway, just think ahead, Don't be dumb.
That's
get your water prepared.
Good tip.
Get your, so really for volcanoes, I thought there'd be like some really unique, extensive plan. It's always the same.
Yeah.
Get your water preps.
It might be good to have some big shovels around, snow shovels.
That's true, yeah.
To show off.
And then you mentioned you want to clean off your roof.
Yeah.
I think like 6 to 10 feet of ash needs to come off.
6 to 10 feet?
Six. Yeah.
I would be doing
maybe
that.
Inches.
But yeah, inches. 6 to 10 feet. Good Lord.
I don't know. I don't know my measurements.
My measurements could be off. It could be inches.
Looks like this laceration's about 10 foot.
6 to 10 miles, I think. Wait, no, that was inches.
This mole needs to come off. It's anywhere from 10 to 16 feet, I think.
This mole needs to come off.
I don't think
moles
that's
are
accurate.
Bad. Nipples are good.
I don't think your calculations are accurate.
This doesn't seem scientific to me.
It doesn't really seem scientific.
Well, so that's how you survive volcanoes. That's about volcanoes. That's how you survive them. And if you have some other tips for surviving volcanoes, let somebody know.
Yeah.
We don't really give a crap.
Yeah, maybe test out the your wife's panties.
Yeah, I'd really like to see some photos.
I want to see how much.
Hashtag improvised mask.
Oh, man.
Seriously.
Your wife's going to be like, what are you doing? You're gross.
Seriously. Like, come on, guys. Let's see it. Instagram, Facebook, hashtag improvised.
They're going to ask us to do it, though.
Volcano mask.
Yeah.
All right. No, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
This is for them.
Yeah.
This is what we do.
I know.
Do those things.
I know. All right. True.
So, thanks, guys. That's it.
Yeah, yeah. So, while you guys are getting your panties, ready and stuff, you need to remember survival boxes.
Oh, my gosh. They're
going to
have a volcano
box. Let me real quick tell you about
soon. I hope.
It's just panties.
Just a bunch of panties.
Panties and an MRE. So, yeah, you guys need to check out Survival Boxes. They're the only subscription box packed with all the essential survival supplies that you need. I just moved that in the wrong place.
Bunch of panties and a tape measure.
You need to prep for surviving disasters, emergencies, maybe volcano. I don't know. I'm throwing that in there.
Panties and a tape measure, Cameron, so you can measure the ash on your top of your house.
Oh, it is 10 feet.
It is 10 feet. It's a bad deal.
Or your next outdoor adventure. Let me finish this commercial.
Sure.
There are many different boxes to choose from, so you can order the survival food, water, gear required for your survival plan.
Yeah.
Sign up today to get survival boxers.
Boxers.
Those are so nice.
They're improvised mass survival boxers.
That's a good idea.
Put them on your face.
Hey, you guys should do a new spinoff company.
Yeah.
Survival boxes delivered to your door every month. No contracts, cancel anytime. Also, we talked about this last time, check out the new Mega Survival Box.
Have we gotten a Mega Box yet?
No, we should. Dude. Hey, Survival Box.
Come on, we got to show them this Mega Box.
Yeah, so this is sweet. It's 6 days worth of survival food, water purification, filtration, storage, all packed into one gigantic survival box.
Man, it's like
6 freaking days, man.
10 trees to
that's
make
more
that
than
box.
Everybody in America has right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
6 days. That ain't 72 hours. This is 6 days.
6 days.
That's 6 days.
That's almost a week.
This is 144 days. 144 hours on me. 10 foot.
4 inches. Huge.
So seriously, go check him out. Use your promo code. Hey, get 10% off that freaking mega box.
What promo code?
It's 10% off. It's called Casual Preppers.
That's the promo code. That's
it. Just Casual Preppers.
That's it. No 10%. Spaces.
No, none.
No capitals. No nothing.
Yeah,
just Casual
try them
Preppers.
Out. And you can cancel any freaking time you want.
Wait, but could I cancel after the volcano?
I got all my stuff.
I got all my stuff.
I'm done.
I survived.
So yeah, check them out though. That's sweet. I can't wait till we get our survival box.
Me too.
It's or time mega, for the quick and dirty
our
medical
mega
tip.
Survival box. Mega, what I was trying
mega,
to say.
Mega.
So our my survival tip is
quick and dirty medical tip. Actually, quick and dirty medical tip.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just the quick and dirty medical
so,
tip.
Yeah. Let me pull it up here real quick.
Okay, that's good with me.
Sorry about that. So I wanted to talk about just. There's a chance, and I don't ever want to go through this, mm-hmm. but that you could end up in a survival shelter.
Oh, yeah.
That would suck poopy.
Yeah, it wouldn't be good.
No.
It's never good at those. It's never like, oh, this place is awesome. I'm going to stay here for an extra week.
Yeah.
It's not like that.
No.
You know?
And there's some quick tips about having the supplies you really want to have when you go to these, because they really don't have... They have just some real basic crap, and you're going to be wishing you had some good stuff. Gosh dang it.
What's wrong, bro?
Hold on. I'm trying to bring up this. I had this list typed down, and my computer died. Everybody, bear with me for a minute. Can we play some music or something?
Let's see. Here's one for you.
Yeah, that's exactly what's going on right now.
Did you get it yet?
What?
Did you find it?
No.
You didn't? You haven't found it yet?
I was listening to that song. It was kind of cool.
Oh, my gosh.
So, anyway, the number one thing that, like, Kobe always pushes so hard is the sanitation stuff.
Yeah.
You know, having wipes and... Because, I mean, it's a big old area of nasty people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's bad. That's bad. Yeah.
Seriously. Like
stinky nasty people.
Go to
people.
Like a public area and just look at the people you would like to be.
They're all
sleeping
stinky and
down
gross.
Next to.
Nobody is no. like nice and clean and smells good.
Not at
I
all.
I haven't met one person yet.
Yeah.
Not one. So, by the way,
seriously.
Nobody.
So, hygiene, you know, have just a little baggie full of, you know, deodorant, toothbrush, toiletry items, and just some wet wipes and some sanitation wipes. Like
toothpaste.
Kobe has tons of this stuff, but you know, just have that little bag, you know, in your bug out bag for the, well, whatever bag, you know, for if you do get pushed into one of those, you got to think about being next to nasty people. The other thing, man, I'm doing this right off the top of my head. How good is this?
Amazing.
Your little med kit, you know, the simple things, you know, Tylenol, ibuprofen, stuff's hard to come by in those survival shelters.
And you might want it.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to have a headache sleeping next to Big Bubba.
Because if I know something about people is that they're going to be annoying.
Super annoying.
Most people don't know how to shut up.
Right.
And they say stupid crap all the
time.
And you're going to have to listen to it because you're in a survival shelter and you're not in your own home.
Right.
So you're going to need ibuprofen.
Exactly.
And don't get Tylenol. Tylenol's a waste of time. Get freaking ibuprofen.
And it's not, you know, and I don't want to sound like I hate kids.
Okay.
I love kids. I have kids.
You do. Several.
But... Like, have you been around in a public area again, like other people's kids?
Yeah.
You know, like my wife was at the park the other day and somebody's kid was just like up to the baby, like closing and shutting the hood on the little baby.
I'm sure your wife is just like, that's
she was,
fine.
Yeah. And he was like reaching in, trying to grab the binky. Like, think of like 100 of those kids
and the mom's
in this
like
tight area.
Smoking
and parents,
in the corner, eating corn nuts.
Yep.
I'm sure she had corn nuts, ranch,
exactly.
corn nuts, ranch. Yeah.
Yeah. And then they come over and talk to you, and it smells delicious.
Exactly.
So, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then having like little card games and little things that your kids would play, keep yourself occupied, that's not annoying and loud and sound. You
exactly.
know, nobody wants to be sitting next to all the kids playing iPads and all that stuff. So having those things packed up. And then like, you know, light blankets and, you know, those little blow-up pillows and stuff, things that are going to be way more comfortable than what... Half the time, you're not even going to get that stuff because you're going to be out unless the community is supplied a ton.
And that's the thing. If you keep that hygiene stuff and those simple things, you're going to be a lot healthier at that point. You're not, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just, you got to keep yourself in tip-top shape. And that's
exactly.
a good medical tip.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And then, what was the other thing to say?
I don't know. What was it going to be?
I don't know. I wish I had my list. But yeah, that was kind of the big thing was like having those hygiene, water. Mm. So once that bottled water runs out, you know, you need to have a container, a way to filter whatever you can get. You know, if you're dunking it out of the back of the toilet in the stall and stuff like that. Because
the back of the toilet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't dunk it in the front.
Yeah.
There's poop and pee and scabies and everything else in that toilet bowl.
It's not good. Okay, good. I like that.
So anyways, think about survival shelters because you may end up there one day.
Mm-hmm. Let's hope you don't, guys.
End quote.
Well, thank you very much. This was our podcast for today. We thank you for hanging out with us and listening and subscribing. Make sure you tell all your friends to subscribe because we're a big, fun group here and we want more people.
Yeah, we hope you guys really learn a lot about volcanoes.
Volcanoes.
And how they crack the crust of the earth.
Yeah.
And spew stuff in the air.
You're like a poet. I really like the way you said that. All right, guys. We'll see you next time.
All right.